Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 12th January, 1952. Sentencing of Burton Springer. On this day, 12th January 1952, the High Court in Barbados handed down the death sentence to Burton Springer, alias Canon Gregory, for the death of a child in a gruesome ritual murder case. It was perhaps the most closely followed case in the 1950s, with huge crowds assembling on Coleridge Street and considerable space given to it in the Barbados Advocate newspaper. The sentence was handed to a 23-year-old fisherman from St. Lucie for the death of a 23-month-old child, Jeffrey Boyce of Pie Corner, St. Lucie, on the 19th of September, 1951. The case, heard in the Court of Grand Sessions, was prosecuted by F.E. Fields, while defending Springer was Henderson Clark and G.B. Niles. 17 witnesses for the prosecution were called during a trial that lasted 6 days. According to the advocate, quote, one witness told of having seen Springer catch a child, 23 months old, from its gambols, strangle it, put its body in a crocus bag, and hide it in a cave, and later, under the cover of darkness, bleed it, dissect it to get the heart and brain, and then repreet and gave an incantation to the quote-unquote spirits who were to bring him money while he poured the blood on the ground in a semicircle, unquote. Another witness told of a conversation with Springer on the, quote, black art, unquote, book from which the ritual was supposed to be taken. Burton allegedly wanted money to join the Canadian Army. He hoped that communication with the spirits would bring him his money that he wanted. Defense counsel argued that three men, MacIver Graves, Colvin Phillips, and Burton Springer, were all mixed up in the affair, and that it was not clear who choked the child and committed the murder. After a trial that lasted 6 days, the jury returned a guilty verdict, and Burton was sentenced to be hanged. Since then, the folklore of the heart man, hiding in canes and bushes, would forever be repeated by Barbadians.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.